I'll get half of it in anyway. Where's Jim when you need him? He's in South Carolina. Hallelujah. I was just reading some Christian singer. I really don't pay attention to Christian singers anymore because I listen to more, you know, messianic. But I guess a very well-known Christian female singer came, quote, out of the closet, proclaiming that she's gay, you know? And it's like, why does this happen? Because we've lost sight of what it means to stand before a holy God. We've taken 3/4 of the Bible and says it doesn't apply to me anymore. Okay, that Torah are God's principles of holy living and how to walk as a set of our people. And our motto is, we're under grace, so it doesn't matter, you know? We're under grace, we can, you know, God will forgive us, blah, blah, blah. Oh, really? That's not what Yeshua said. He said, many are you going to stand before me and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this and that in your name? Didn't we have a $1 million record that people came to our concerts and they were just, didn't we fill the auditoriums with people? I'm going to say, depart from me, I know you not. God knows our hearts. This is a serious business. Prayer in the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies, there is an incense, incense of prayer that it talks about in Revelation about, you know, the tabernacle in the wilderness was a replica of the tabernacle in heaven. Okay? I'm not going to get into that this week, but we're going to talk more about that, the incense in the tabernacle. But right now I want to go over the Shimon Ezri Amidah itself. Okay? The first part of the Shimon Ezri Amidah starts out with the first three. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. The great, mighty, and awesome God. God supreme, who extends loving kindness and is master of all. Who remembers the gracious deeds of our forefathers. And who will bring a redeemer with love to their children's children for his name's sake. King, helper, savior, protector. Blessed art thou, O Lord, protector of Abraham. Again, they always come before God's presence, blessing his name, who he is, what he has done. If you study the prayers in the Tanakh, which we refer to as Tanakh, people say Old Testament, there's nothing old about it. We don't say that. It's the Tanakh, okay? They always, before they pray, before their prayers, the prayers of Nehemiah, the prayers of Daniel, the prayers of David, always recounting, God, we praise you, how you delivered us from the wilderness, how you set us free from Egypt, reiterating that over and over and over again in their prayers, okay? The second one is the might. Thy might is eternal, O Lord, who revives the dead, powerful in saving, who makes the wind to blow and the rain to fall, who sustains the living with loving kindness, who revives the dead with great mercy, who supports the fallen, heals the sick, frees the captive, and gives faith and keeps faith with the dead, who is like the Almighty, who resembles thee, O King, who can bring death and give life. Again, proclaiming, as we say this prayer, we're proclaiming God's might, that he is faithful, that he is the one who is going to, you know, resurrect us from the dead. And as you study this prayer and you study the Brit Hadashah, you will see many times them giving reference to these same principles. Okay, why? Because they were Jews who worshipped in the synagogue, who kept Shabbat, who said these prayers, who kept kosher, who did not teach that the Torah was done away with. Okay? The third one, thou grantest knowledge to man and teachest understanding to humans. From thine own self, favor us with knowledge, understanding, and sense. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who gives knowledge. Again, praising God that he is the one who grants us knowledge. He is the one who gives us understanding. Okay? He is the one who reveals himself and gives us favor. The second part, the middle part. First part, Teshuvah. Return us, our Father, to thy Torah, and draw us closer, our King, to thy worship, and bring us back before thee in complete repentance. Blessed art thou, Lord, who desires repentance. Again, notice how they use our Father. Okay, there's a wrong teaching. How many of you are taught that, oh, well, you know, it wasn't until Yeshua's time. I'm not going all the way off right now because I'm done with that. This is, well, they didn't know God as Father. It wasn't until, you know, Yeshua came in the New Testament that they knew God as Father. Wrong. You see these prayers, one another prayers, Elvino, Elcano, our Father, our King. Yes, they refer to God as their Father. Again, wrong teaching. Saying something when you have no idea what you're saying, without doing the research, without knowing the history, okay? Again, return us our Father to thy Torah. Torah means teachings and instructions. Return us, God, to your teachings and instructions. And draw us closer, our King. It goes on, forgive us our Father, for we have sinned. Pardon us, our King, for we have transgressed, for thou art a pardoner and forgiver. Blessed art thou, Lord, gracious one, who forgives abundantly. So here they're talking about first repentance, then forgiveness. Okay, when they're praying the Shemona Ezra Amidah, we're examining our hearts. Okay, as we're praying each section, we need to pause and think. What are we saying? Okay, are we really, you know, we're just not mouthing off words, but you remember when, I don't know if those of you have a Catholic background, you know, I see you go to, you know, confession and say, okay, say 100 Our Fathers and 50 Hail Marys, blah, 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 blah. So you're just saying it over and over and over again. Before you know, you don't even know what you're saying anymore. You know, it's like, it doesn't mean anything. Okay? Here's like every word, when you true Hebrew prayer, every word you're saying before God, you to think about what you're saying and to whom you are addressing. Okay? Again, we find that part in the previous one that I talked to, Matthew 6:9. You therefore pray like this, our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. Again, that fits with the first section of the Amidah. Then Matthew 6:12, forgive us what we have done wrong, so we too have forgiven those who have wronged us. Again, fits in right again here with the section of the Amidah about repentance and forgiveness. You don't hear repentance preached anymore. Everything is like, you know, what tickles the ears, what you want to hear. God's going to make you a millionaire. You know, you give $100, you're going to get $100,000 back. And you should, you know, God wants every one of you to be driving a Cadillac and to be living in a big house, you know. And it's like, heaven forbid that we say repent. You know, that you're, if you're sinning, you need to repent. The next one, 7. Look upon, which is gula, redemption. Look upon our suffering and fight our struggles. Redeem us speedily for thy name's sake, for thou art a mighty redeemer. Blessed art thou, Lord, redeemer of Israel. Again, recognizing that he is the redeemer. He is our redemption. And again, when we say this, think of, you know, you're thinking of Yeshua. When I see redeemer, I say Yeshua. When I see salvation, I say Yeshua. When I say king, I say Yeshua, because that's who it's referring to. The next one, healing. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. For thou art our glory. Send complete healing for our every illness. For thou, divine King, art the faithful, merciful physician. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who heals the sick of his people Israel. It is at that time that you would pray, lift up those that need healing, or yourself that needs healing, recognizing that he is our healer. Okay? Number 9, the Berachot. Bless this year for us, O Lord our God, and all its varied produce, that it be for good. Provide dew and rain as a blessing on the earth. Satisfy us with thy goodness, and bless this year like the good years. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who blessed the years. Again, recognizing that it's God is the one that provides for us. Especially then, you can remember, this is very agricultural people. You know, back in the time, they had depend on that rain and that dew for their crops, because they were farmers. They did, you know, that's how they're, or sheep herders, or, you know, cattle or whatever. They had to depend on God to provide that rain and that dew. Same thing for us. You know, maybe we don't work out in the fields, but we need to depend God every day. Thank you, Father, for my job. Thank you, Father, that my bills are paid. Thank you that you are the one that provided this job. Thank you, Father, that you are the one that gave me the talent and the ability to do this job and the intelligence to do this job, and that you've given me favor with my bosses. You know, this is a time to thank him for what he has done. And again, in Jewish mind, prosperity, and we were talking that when we first met with the president of the synagogue here, Aaron, we were sitting around and talking, and he says, yeah, he says, I was listening, he's got a little bit of an accent, he goes, I was listening to one of those preachers on TV, and he's talking about prosperity, He says, you know he's wrong, don't you? And I says, yeah, I know he's wrong. Because why? Because in a Jewish mind, to prosper is to have enough to meet your own needs and then an overflow to meet the needs of others. The Jewish community takes care of their own. They always make sure if somebody comes in, they make sure that that they have a job, that somebody takes them under their wings. They take care of them. You go to Israel, they make sure you make aliyah there, that they provide and they have a way to take care of you so you can get settled in Israel, okay? They take care of their own. That's prosperity. Why do Jewish people prosper? Because they follow the Torah, God's principles, okay? You don't hear him preaching from the bema or the pulpit some of the things that we hear in Christianity that is really a perversion of the Word of God. You know, and it's just a, you know, get rich quick. You know, I can tell you how many people I know fell away from the Lord because of that kind of teaching, and they were expecting a millionaire to come to the door and bring them a sack of money. It's like, even before, you know, I had that common sense to say, you really believe that? You know, it's like, God knows if you can handle it or not. Okay, but we are to live day by day by day, trusting him to meet our needs. Again, the ingathering of the exiles, number 10. Sound the great shofar to proclaim our freedom. Lift up a banner for the ingathering of our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who gathers together the dispersed of his people, Israel. Again, every day they're praying the prayer that God would gather the exiles in Israel all over the world and return them to the land. Not just Judah, but all 12 tribes of Israel. They are praying because the Bible talks, read the book of Revelation, it talks about the 12 tribes of Israel. Read the very first verse in James, to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. When I was first saved and I saw that scripture, I was like, my God, how are they going to know who they are? Guess what? We're here. How? Because the Spirit of God is the one who's stirring the Spirit and bringing and gathering them. That's the work of the Ruach HaKodesh. And every day we're praying, gather, gather us, gather us, gather us. And he is for those that have ears to hear. God knows who they are and where they are. Hallelujah. And part of them are right here. Restore our judges as at first, and our counselors as in the beginning, removing from us sorrow. Blessed art thou, O Lord King, who loves righteousness and judgment. Again, praying for the true restoration of justice. When Yeshua comes and he is reigning as king during the millennium for all eternity, you are going to see true justice at work, because he will rule according to the Torah. Okay? And that's what, you know, we pray, God, pray for true justice. And there's only going to be true justice when Yeshua truly returns. For slanderers, again, this was the one that was added in that we don't pray. And it's praying that they be cut off, so we do ignore that one. Okay. Number 13, the prayer for the Zadokim, the righteous one. On the righteous, the saintly, on the elders of thy people, the house of Israel, and on their surviving scholars, and on the true proselyte, and on ourselves, let thy compassion flow, O Lord our God. Grant a good reward to all who sincerely trust in thy name. Place our lot with them forever, and let us not be shamed, for in thee we do trust. Blessed art thou, O Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Okay, the righteous, when they say righteous, righteous in God's eyes is one who obeys his word. Okay, it says we are the righteousness of God and Messiah, yes, but what did Yeshua say? If you love me, you obey my commandments. What commandments? The Torah. When he quoted, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, he was quoting Torah. Yeshua quoted more Torah than you realize. He was always referring to the Torah. Amen. He is the living Torah. Hallelujah.
Never said a word about the New Testament because it wasn't written yet.
14. Again, the rebuilding, the cry for the rebuilding of Jerusalem. To Jerusalem, thy city, return with compassion and dwell within it as thou promised. Rebuild it soon in our day, an everlasting structure, and speedily establish in its midst the throne of David. Blessed art thou, O Lord, builder of Jerusalem. Again, crying out for the rebuilding of Jerusalem, and it will be rebuilt.
Okay, what's the throne of David?
Yeshua, right. The rebuilding of the throne of David. And again, when it refers to David, it's referring to Messiah. okay, that he would come in Jerusalem. Where did God say he put his name? There's only one place in this whole world that he said he put his name, and that is Jerusalem. And that is why the enemy wants it so bad, okay, because his name is there. But he's not going to get it, no matter how hard politicians or anybody else try. This country's going to be in big trouble if we mess with Israel. Big trouble. I was just reading, too, that there's a new group that came up. It's Jews for Sarah Palin, because they are so mad at Obama for what he's doing to Israel. You know, they just said he lied to us. He said he was a friend of Israel. And wow, now he's right. Telling Israel that they better stop doing what they stop, and they better do this and they better do that. And let me tell you, they are mad now, because you don't touch that land. We have no business messing with those borders at all. And because Israel wants peace so bad, they were willing to give up Gaza. Gaza was beautiful. They had beautiful roses and stuff that were exported all over the world from Gaza. But they said, okay, if this will mean peace, we'll give Gaza to you. You know, we just want peace. We'll even help you. We'll show you how to run these hothouses and how to do these things. You know what the Palestinians did when they came in? They plowed everything down. It's a pig pen now. And it's run by the Hamas. It's run by terrorists. And what are they doing now? What's Israel's reward for giving away this land? Thousands of Scud missiles being sent into Israel. And miraculously, 99% of them have missed their target. Okay? And now they want Israel to give up the 67 borders that God miraculously gave them. No way. That's what we pray. God, no way. Rebuild. We're supposed to be rebuilding Jerusalem. We're not supposed to be giving it away. And every time Israel tries to do this, what happens? They're considered the bad guys. You know? And it's ridiculous. Number 15, the offspring of thy servant David quickly caused to flourish and lift up his power by thy deliverance. For thy deliverance do we constantly hope. Blessed art thou, Lord, who makes the glory of deliverance to flourish. 16, acceptance of prayer. Hear our voice, O Lord our God. Show compassion and mercy to us. Accept our prayers with mercy and favor. For thou art a God who hears prayers and supplications. Again, voicing that, God, we know that you are compassionate and merciful. Please accept our prayers. Again, showing humility, you know, coming through. You don't see any arrogance in any of these prayers. You know, like the one preacher, money cometh to me, you know. I demand that money comes to me. I demand you angels to go and do what I'm telling you to do. Is that how we approach God's throne? That's right, saying, oh, really? 17, favorably receive, O Lord, thy people Israel in their prayer. Restore the worship to thy temple of Zion. Receive with love and favor the offerings of Israel in their prayer. And may the worship of thy people Israel always be favorable. Received by thee, may our eyes behold thy return to Zion in mercy. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. You know, even the Jewish people, their eyes aren't open yet to the, you know, Messiah yet, even though many have, we're proof of that. But they're praying, whenever they're praying for Messiah to come. They're praying for Messiah to return. They're praying for Yeshua to return, even though they don't see it yet. Okay? I tell you, if you want, we're going to cover this in class tomorrow. If you want to know why the Jewish people don't believe in Yeshua, it's our fault as a church. You should read what some of the church fathers said about the Jewish people. How, in the name of Jesus, how they should be burned, how their synagogues should be burnt down, how they should be murdered. They're a bunch of, you know, all their synagogues are brothels. Their places of worship are a stench in the nostrils of God. And this anti-Semitism has crept into the church itself. I'm not saying every believer is, but there's a lot of denominations that have taken a stand against Israel. That they preach that the church has replaced Israel. No, it has not. I've seen in a well-known evangelical preacher, it was a book on pastors, and I thought, oh, this looks interesting. I get to this one page, it says, we are the new Israel. God has rejected Israel. We are the new Israel. I said, not. We are engrafted into Israel. We have been made a part of the covenant promises of Israel. We have not replaced them. Okay? But that theology is what Hitler used to support, you know, his preaching that the Jews should be killed and exterminated. Okay? You don't think anti-Semitism's in the church still? Just to, how many of you have told your Christian friends that you go to a synagogue now and you're studying Torah and you're so excited and they're like, whoa, you better watch out for that stuff, you know? It's like, well, it's just ignorance, you know? They don't understand because they weren't taught. But now God is saying it's time for you to return back to my ways, the way I tell you to worship, the way I tell you to pray. Okay, and all over the world, people are returning because why? It's bearing witness in your spirit that this is the truth. Okay, we are. You know, for some, they think, oh, you're losing your salvation if you go to the Torah. Oh, really? Since when? When Yeshua said, "If you love me, you obey my commandments." John says, "He is the Word made flesh who dwelt among us." He is the written word of God. He is the one who gave us the Torah. And if you start studying the Torah, like I tell my class. Right, and also we're going to talk about the Memra later on, but he is the Torah made flesh. He is the Word of God. He says, I have not come to do away with the Torah, but I have come to teach it properly. Okay, he says that the earth and the heavens and earth will have to pass away first. Okay, the heaven and earth are still here as far as I know, unless we're on some other planet. I don't know. I don't think so though. Again, it's just a misunderstanding and ignorance of our roots and how to approach God in prayer. Again, we end with, we give thanks unto thee, who art Lord our God, the God of our fathers for all eternity. For thou art the strength of our lives, the shield of our deliverance. In every generation we shall thank thee and declare thy praise for our lives that are entrusted in thy hand, and for our souls that are in thy care, and for thy miracles that are daily with us, and for thy wondrous deeds and goodness that occur at times, evening, morning, and noon. Again, referring to the three times of prayer. Thou art the benevolent one, for thy mercies are never ended. The compassionate one, for thy deeds of kindness do not stop. Always have we placed our hope in thee. For all this, our King, may thy name be always blessed and exalted forever and ever. All the living will forever thank thee and praise thy name in truth. O God, our eternal salvation and help, blessed art thou, O Lord, whose name is goodness. It is pleasing to give thanks to thee. Establish peace, well-being, blessing, grace, loving kindness, and mercy upon us and upon all Israel, thy people. For the light of thy countenance have you given us, O Lord our God, a Torah of life, love of kindness, justice, blessing, compassion, life, and peace. And it is good in thy sight to bless thy people Israel at all times and in every hour with thy peace. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who blessed his people Israel with peace. This prayer, as you're saying this prayer, Ezra himself was saying this prayer. You know, all the ancient people of Israel were saying this prayer. Yeshua prayed this prayer. The disciples prayed this prayer. Okay, it is called, it's in Jewish.
Israel is still praying.
Right, amen. In Israel, it's called the prayer. And you can see, why? Because this prayer covers pretty much everything you could ever think of praying. It covers everything. Okay, redemption, healing, salvation, thanking God for who he is and how he meets all our needs. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to continue on next week. I'm going to continue on teaching on the prayer. And I want to do one thing, too. I want to pray the prayer for the counting of the Omer today because it's the 14th day for the counting of the Omer as we're counting off to Shavuot. But I want you to become familiar with the prayer siddur, how it's laid out, how it's used. You know, and again, it's something that's used by every, you know, Jewish congregation. When, you know, Yeshua, they always had structured prayer. Okay? I don't know where we got off track because we lost knowledge of our Jewish roots and the Hebrew way of praying.
If you look at the Siddur, it's really, that's where they got the Avodah.
No, it's, well, it's in the Siddur.
Well, it's in
part
the
of the Siddur.
Right. I mean, it's like...
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together, Father. Father, we thank you that you stir in our hearts, Father, the need to spend more time with you, that we would realize who we are approaching, Father. And we just praise you and thank you, Father. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we want to end. We want to finish off with the prayers in the Siddur before we end. Go to page 58. Tangled up here.
This thing is all dirty. How it does make my glasses worse.
Okay.
Calling the reader to the Torah. You would be Ein Keloheinu. There is none like our God. A popular ancient hymn. Ein Keloheinu is a song of praise and worship to a living God. Ein Keloheinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kemalkeinu, Ein Kamoshienu, Micheloheinu, Michadoneinu, Michemalkeinu, Michamoshienu, Dodel Eloheinu, No de la donenu, no de le malkenu, no de le moshienu, Baruch Eloheinu, Baruch Adonenu, Baruch malkenu, Baruch moshienu, Atohu Eloheinu, Atohu Adonenu, Atohu malkenu, Atohu moshienu, Atohu shehikatenu, avotenu, lifanecha et ketodet asami.
There is none like our
God.
There is none like our Lord.
There is none
like our King. There is none like our Deliverer.
Who is like our God?
Who is like our Lord?
Who is like our King?
Who is like our Deliverer?
Let us give thanks to our God.
Let us give thanks to our Lord.
Let us give thanks to our King.
Let us give thanks to our Deliverer.
Praise be our God.
Praise be our Lord.
Praise be our King.
Praise be our Deliverer.
You are our God.
You are our Lord.
You are our King.
You are our Deliverer.
You are He to whom our fathers offered before you the fragrant incense.
Yalenu, it is our duty, followed by the Bnei Emor, and it is said. The Aleinu is a prayer expressing our gratitude and praise to God for making us His covenant people. The Bnei Emor, the last verse at the end of the Aleinu, speaks of the time of Messiah's return when He will be known in all the earth. Aleinu l'shabeach la'adon ha'kol la'teit gedula li'otzer breshi שלא עשנו כגויי הרצות ולא שמנו כמשפחות האדמה שלא שם חלקנו כהם וגורלנו כחל המונם ואנחנו קוראים ומשתחווים ומודים לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא נוטה שמיים ויוסר הארץ ומושב יקרו בשמיים ממעל Ushefi na uzo, bekafhe meromim, hu Eloheinu einod, emet malkeinu efezulato, kakatu bedorato, veyadata hayom bahashevota, elevavecha, ki Adonai hu ha-Elohim, bashamayim mima'al, via'aretz, mitachat ein od v'nemar, v'haya Adonai le'melech ha'kal ha'aretz, ba'yom ha'hu, yiyeh Adonai echad, u'shemo,
it is our duty to praise the Master of all, to ascribe greatness to the Author of creation, for he made us unlike the nations of the lands, and has not placed us like the families of the earth. He has not made our portion like theirs, and our lot like all their multitudes. And we bend the knee and bow, and acknowledge our thanks before the King over kings, the Holy One, praise be he. He stretches out heaven and establishes earth's foundation, and the seat of his glory is in the heavens above, and the presence of his power is in the most exalted heights. He is our God, there is none other. True is our King, there is nothing beside him. As it is written in his Torah, and you shall know this day, and take to your heart, that the Lord, he is God, in the heavens above, and on the earth below, there is none other. And it is said, the Lord shall be king over all the world. On that day, the Lord will be one, and his name one.
Hallelujah.
The Adon Olam, Master of the Universe. This thousand-year-old traditional hymn glorifies the supremacy of God, his omnipotence, and his providence.
Adon Olam Asher Malach Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivra Li'et Na'asa Bechevzo Kol Azai Melech Shemo Nigra Ha'aviyachare Kechilot Ha'kol Levado Yimlok Nora V'hu haya, v'hu hove, v'hu yiye, betifara, v'hu echad, v'en sheni, leham shilo, lehabira, beli reshit, beli tachlit, v'lo ha'os, v'hamishrah, v'hu eli, v'chai goali, v'zur hevli, v'eitzara, v'hu nisi, umanosli, menat kosi, v'yom ekrah, v'yado, akivuhi, v'eitishan, V'aira v'imruchi geviyati Adonai li v'lo ira.
Master of the universe, who reigned before any form was created, when creation came about by his will, that his king was his name proclaimed to be, and after all has ceased to be, he alone will reign in awesomeness. And he was, and he is, and shall be eternally in splendor. And he is first, and there is no second to compare to him, to be his equal, without beginning and without end. His is the power and dominion. And he is my God, my living Redeemer, and the rock of my pain in times of trouble. And he is my banner and a refuge for me, the portion of my cup in the day I call upon him. In his hands I entrust my spirit, in the time I sleep or am awake. And with my spirit, my body, the Lord is with me, I shall not fear.
Hallelujah. It doesn't work. Okay. Hallelujah. Just want to end with the round of benediction and then do the Shabbat Shalom, which is real easy to do. Those.
May Yahweh bless you and protect you. May Yahweh shine his face upon you and be gracious to you. May Yahweh turn his face to you and give you shalom. Yes, may it be his will. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Hallelujah. We'll take a break. We'll just take the yeah, I know. That's out of my key, but
what? You did pretty good.
We just want to pray the blessing too over what's left of the bagels baker. Praise are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. Praise are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the bread from out of earth. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise the banner to gather our exiles and gather us together from the four corners of the earth. Praise are you, O Lord, our God, who gathers in the dispersed of his people Israel. Hallelujah. At 2 o'clock, we're going to do, again, I'm going to play that DVD by Rabbi Messer on the Torah portion for those that are hanging around. Hallelujah. Take a break. Get some coffee.
Yeah, it's like the commercial. Start running out of gas if you're tired in the middle of the day. What do you do? Run for a coffee? Run for a Coke?